thank you, you lovely gopher mite, you.
Oh, yeah. There's no place like New York in the fall.
No, there is, no. I love the way the big wind blows. In from the United Nations.
Yes. Charlie, what have you been doing since you've been in town here?
Well, I've been walking in Central Park all day with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Walking the floor all night with my tooth.
Oh, I see.
I got to give up one or the other.
Yes. Well, that's rather tough luck, isn't it, having a toothache at this time?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
I don't know. I really don't know. The pain is so bad, I can't tell.
Is it? Well, your face is certainly swollen.
Yeah, inflation hit me.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks I'm two-faced.
You got those.
The one with the monocle is my head.
Yes, right. Well, it's a messy thing, an impacted tooth.
Yeah. Are you sure that's what it is?
Yes. The dentist showed me the x-ray.
Oh, I say, did someone call me?
No. So I was just talking about Charlie's x-ray picture.
That lad is in morph pictures. I just saw him in Fun and Fancy Free.
Well, you didn't do that much good.
No.
Yeah. Now playing at the Globe Theater. All right.
Yes, I was talking about Charlie's tooth. You see, it's been aching.
Oh, Charlie, does it hurt all the time?
No. Only by appointment. See, the nerve is exposed, you know.
Oh, well, why don't you tuck it back in?
No, you don't. You know,
Charlie, I knew a chap once who had a wisdom tooth pulled. And it left him a perfect idiot.
Did it hurt your mouth, Ray?
No, it wasn't me. It was my cousin's tooth. Once removed.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
But after that, my cousin wasn't afraid of a dentist.
Oh, fearless?
No, toothless.
Oh.
Sometimes I just kill me.
Yeah. You keep promising to do that, but you never do. Well, maybe my toothache will go away.
No, Charlie, the dentist said the tooth will have to come out. And he's going to give you gas.
Yes, gas?
Yes.
Well, that's dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, no, come on, Charles. Cheer up, old boy. No matter what happens, you've had a full life.
Yes. It's so consoling, eh?
Thanks awfully, yes. I've composed a nice exit mark.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be glad to play it at, shall we say, the proper time.
Yeah, Ray, now, aren't you overdoing it a little bit?
Well, you're always exaggerating,
yes. Oh, perhaps so, but after all, I'm only human.
Well, there you go, exaggerating again.
All right. Well, Charlie, if you're going to take that attitude, I will. But when you get into that dentist chair, my boy, remember, chin up.
Yes. See, taking gas, you never know what might happen while you're unconscious. You know, dentist?
Yes, Charlie.
I've never made a will.
You haven't?
Yeah, well,
is there anything I can do?
Yeah. Would you take this down?
Yes, of course.
I, Charlie McCarthy, being of sound mind.
Yes.
Otherwise, in a heck of a mess.
Scott.
Do hereby bequeath my telephone book and numbers to Sting Dugan, my pal.
Your pal.
The louse.
Scott, the louse. Yes, all right.
And to you, baby, I leave all the money you owe me.
Well, thank you.
Also, my pet rat.
What would I do with a pet rat?
Well, maybe to teach him to talk.
I shall see that all your possessions are disposed of.
Well, only if I die.
Only if you die.
Don't go out of your way.
No, I won't. I didn't mean it that way, Charlie, because if anything should happen to you, why, I don't know what I would do.
No, I
just hate to think about it.
Is the thought of work really that unpleasant to you?
No, Charlie, it's just that you mean so much to me.
See, baby, I guess I've been a little stinker at night. But I want you to know, deep down inside, I really like you.
Yes, I believe you do have a soft spot in your heart for me.
Oh, sure. It's all much in a yard wide. Baby.
Yes, Charlie.
Excuse me.
Yeah, hold on.
Ray Noble and the orchestra now play Almost Like Being in Love. Here's the way to enjoy the most satisfying coffee you ever tasted. Get the new, improved Chase and Sanborn, an amazing new flavor sensation. You get the new blend now, the richer, improved blend. Try Chase and Sanborn coffee today. We're sure you'll agree that it's the richest, most flavorful coffee that money can buy. That's why people who like coffee best insist upon this glorious new Chase and Sanborn. You get a new wealth of shade-grown flavor, richer, more delicious, and you get it at its best and freshest, vacuum-packed at the oven door. From the trees to your table, the new Chase and Sanborn is finer coffee. Shade-growing stores up extra flavor because the coffee grows more slowly. Then, as soon as this superb blend is roasted, it's quickly vacuum-packed. The shade-grown flavor is held in Chase and Sanborn. No other container can possibly give you so much flavor, so fresh. Don't miss out. Try Chase and Sanborn coffee today, and we're sure you'll agree that this is the finest, richest, most flavorful coffee that money can buy. So now is the time to ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Is that you under that blindfold?
Well, you got me. Yeah. With this thing on, I can't see who I am.
No, I'm not. Can't you see anything at all under that blindfold?
Well, on a clear day, I can see the blindfold.
You can?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Well, why are you wearing a blindfold anyway?
Well, I got a... You see, we was playing a game, Halloweeny night, you know.
Yeah.
And where was it?
Halloween night.
Oh, yeah, Halloween. And I can't see what I'm saying blind right now. And they told me not to take it off, you see.
Not to take it off?
That'd be cheating.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you mean to say you've been wearing it ever since Halloween?
Yeah. Oh, long time no see.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take it off right now.
There. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Now, tell me, who gave this party, this Halloween party?
Well, it was some friends of mine.
Friends of yours?
Yeah.
Friends?
Yeah. They're people.
Yeah, I know. Of course they're people.
Well, you know too.
No, I don't care. You've been getting lots of invitations lately, haven't you? You're quite a gadabout. I say you're quite a gadabout.
What about?
Gadabout.
Gadabout.
Well, that means someone who gets around.
Oh, yeah. Around who?
Oh, around socially.
Oh, him?
Yeah. No doubt this party was a masquerade. Did you wear a funny face?
Yeah, this one.
Here's one.
I don't have much choice.
No, I see. But I suppose you played a lot of games.
Yeah, it was the gamiest cold I was ever in.
Did you pop for apples in the tub of water?
Yeah, we had fun doing that. We were supposed to catch the apples amongst our teeth.
Yeah, that's right. That's not too easy.
Well, it was for me after I drunk all the water out of the cup.
Games did you participate in?
Well, they made me bend over and imitate a canoe.
Uh-huh.
Only trouble was they did the paddling.
Oh, I see. Did it sting?
Oh, it sang like 60. Yeah.
Well, you didn't mind a little thing like that.
No. In a few days, I'll be sitting pretty again.
Yeah.
In another game, I fell down the basement stairs.
Yeah.
Like you had? No. Concrete floor, broke the floor.
Oh, I see.
Well, couldn't you play more pleasant games like post office?
Yeah, I don't like that game. He kept saying I had a letter in the next room.
Yeah.
Turned out to be nothing but some girl.
I know.
Well, what did the girl say?
Well, they said I was a dead letter.
They did.
Oh, imagine her. You're supposed to kiss the girl.
No.
Yes. Most boys your age like to kiss girls.
Well, maybe I will too when I get to be my age.
Yeah, maybe. Mortimer, I just can't believe that you're as stupid as you are.
You?
No.
Well, force yourself.
All right.
Anita Gordon singing about that naughty Angeline.
Too many rings on your fingers, naughty Angeline. You laugh at romance to linger, naughty Angeline. You take a heart, then you break it, just for fun. One day you'll break one too many, yes, making the world. Everyone kisses a flower, filled with Easter dew. Nobody kisses a flower in its last of bloom. Go find someone's eyes, make a kissing baby, start a dime by their side. Cause deep in your heart, you're a good little girl, naughty Angeline. Naughty Angeline. Naughty Angeline. You take a heart, and you break it just for fun. Someday you'll break just one too many, yours may be the one. Everyone kisses a flower, gives it to the king. Nobody kisses a flower when it's lost in the moon. So find someone's eyes, you little mystic making baby. Settle down now, there's time. Cause deep in your heart, you're a good little girl. Not a girl, not an angel.
Times have changed since the fairy godmother went around granting wishes. Some of her duties have fallen on me. So, what do you wish for?
Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More fruit and there's even sweet, fresh milk.
Royal.
More fruit and there's even sweet, fresh milk.
Yes, more food energy than sweet, fresh milk. That's the simple story of royal pudding. Mothers know the magic in milk. It's rich in proteins, vitamins, minerals, food energy. And royal puddings give even more. Yes, even more food energy than the sweet, fresh milk you make them with. Give your children lots of milk and lots of royal puddings. Children must have food energy for the running and jumping that helps develop better bodies. A big, delicious serving of royal costs just a few cents. So buy, try royal puddings. Rich, delicious chocolate, smooth, creamy vanilla, mellow golden butterscotch.
Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as milk. More fruit energy than sweet, fresh milk.
No, I've changed my mind. No, my tooth doesn't hurt anymore.
Now, Charlie.
No, Vernon.
Now, you stay right in the chair and let the dentist examine you.
Don't worry, young man. I'll spare no pain.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Yeah.
Now, nurse,
will you prepare the anesthetic?
Yes, doctor.
No, please. No, I'm too young to die.
Oh. You're not going to die.
Oh, of course not. Your chances are 1,000 to 1.
Yeah. Which end of those odds am I on?
Now, open your mouth.
Yeah, hey, Doc, well, why do you put that little mirror in my mouth?
Can you breathe on it? I can tell you're still alive.
Doc? Oh, no.
Start the gas, nurse.
Oh, no, nurse. Nurse, can I have a little kiss just to give me courage?
I'm sorry. We don't give stimulants before an operation.
Oh,
but in this case, I might make an exception. Mm-hmm. Here.
Nurse, now will you hold my hand so I can relax?
I'll hold both your hands, then I can relax.
Yeah. I think I'm dizzy.
Bergen. I'm right here, Charlie.
My old pal, Bergen, if I should happen to, slip away.
Yes, darling.
As soon as I get my wings, I'll come down and see you.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. You're pretty sure you're going up that way.
Yes. Well, you don't think they send me down? Oh, no, not little old clean living me. What have I ever done?
Well, now, how about the time you put a skunk in the school ventilator? And how about the thing? Oh, please, let's not go into all that.
Now, just relax.
Yeah. I see a horrible vision up there on the wall.
Well, that's a picture, Charlie.
Okay. Yes, sir, that's one of our patients. Fred Allen.
Oh.
Isn't it enough? I have a two wings. Do I have to have an upset side?
Do you want me to turn Fred Allen's picture to the wall?
Put it under the wallpaper.
I want to go out with a smile on my face.
This is it.
Oh, it's getting dark. Hold my hand, baby.
Yes.
Hold my hand.
Now, young man.
Yeah.
Start counting backwards from 8.
It is 8, 7, 6, 6, Madison, 5. So smoky. And so hot. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you? Oh, it's just the metro. My name's Charlie.
My name's Joe.
That's all.
Well, where in heck am I?
You're in heck.
Well, what's happened? I don't understand. Where do I go from here?
You better go and register. And take off that coat. You won't be needing it.
No, sir. Register where?
Just follow that red line into that cave.
Yes, sir. I can't still believe it. This little old man. No. I must have gotten on the wrong subway.
Greetings and conflagration.
How do you do? Is this the induction center? Do I do Fred Allen?
Yeah.
Oh, this really is happy. Fred, how did you get down so low?
Well, I was going along minding my own business, and the new Hooper rating came out.
I recognize you in the red underwear. And Fred, you've got horns.
Yes, Charlie, but I prefer to call them antlers and to think of myself as a bloodshot deer.
Well, it's the old story of an old buck with fawny ideas.
Expect you to go bigger, yes.
Well, I said, you've even got a pointed tail. And it's so long, too.
Well, everyone's wearing them along to this season, Charlie.
It's the new look.
Oh, can you stop 500?
No, but I have a lot of fun wagging my tail when I'm happy.
Does it get in the way?
Yep. Only when I back out of a phone booth.
Have you ever tried wearing your tail in a suit?
No, but on formal occasions, I starch it and wear it over my left arm.
Why don't you wrap it around you like the man on the telephone book? Tell me, Fred, are you there?
I don't know. Shall we go ahead?
I will proceed with caution in view of the lines coming in.
Yes. What is the usual waiting time down here? Tell me,
Frank. It's a 3 hours difference in California. 11:30 tonight. The last will be rolling in.
I'll stay up till he returns.
Are you head man down here?
No, Charlie. I'm just a vice president. Millions of us down here.
How did you get the job?
Well, I have friends in Washington.
Oh.
Well, you never know what's going to happen.
Oh.
Here we are, both going to heaven.
Please, Charlie, we don't use that name here. No. We call it Little California on the stick. Tell me, Charlie, how did my radio audience feel, you know, about my leaving?
Oh, they took it very nicely.
Really?
Yes. Did you know me? I don't know whether I can take it down here this street and smoke.
Well, it saves a lot of trouble, Charlie. From now on, nobody can tell you where to go. You're already here.
Well, what will happen to me? Can you do a pal a favor?
Oh, I can't make any decisions, Charlie. You see, I'm just chairman of the investigating committee. I can't do anything definite, you know. You have to speak to my assistant. He's stepping out of the fire now.
Never get out here. Now, Sam, my name is Ursel Twing, and I'm here.
You are?
Yes, I'm here. Just as big as life. And I am the custodian of the country, and I'm also the boss's right-hand man. And, I'm not exactly a right-hand man either because I'm left-handed. Well, tell me, what's cooking? Down here we say, who's cooking?
Mr. King, this is one of our latest arrivals.
Huh?
Will you kindly get the junior pressure cooker ready?
Get it, dim sum. And friends, I'm also in charge of all the records. And soon you'll be out of the job. Have you heard about the pillow?
Mr. King has compiled some very interesting statistics, Charlie. He can tell you how much chance a snowball has.
Yeah. Not as much as I have, I suppose. But, I'm also in charge of our reservations for the incoming guest.
Yeah?
Hey, what's the date on Bergen? When's he coming down?
Bergen?
Yeah. Well, now let's see. Get my little book here. A, B, is it A, B, Bergen?
No, it's Edgar.
Well, he's not coming down, it says here, because he's been very kind and generous.
Generous?
You better have your audit read down there. You've been in the heat too long.
Yes, I know, but confidentially for you new guests, I have cold drinks such as lemonade, orangeade, and Adelaide.
Adelaide?
Yes, Adelaide is a lady colleague of mine.
Oh,
she's so sweet and all just, if you'll pardon the expression, heavenly.
Well, I'm so lemonade, John, good.
Well, the only trouble is, it's dehydrated.
Well, don't just let me lick on a piece of that ice, will you?
No, but it's a dry ice.
Dry ice?
That's the heck of it.
Oh.
Well, I gotta go now. It's time for my etiquette classes.
Oh, you teach too,
huh? Do I teach?
Yeah, I have to.
You want to know if I really teach?
Not me.
Well, for goodness sake, my gosh, I'm the instructor of fire eating. Goodbye.
McCarthy, I can't waste any more time with you. I have to get ready for a big housewarming tonight.
Well, who's coming down?
Jack Benny. I'll have to throw another log on the fire.
Yeah. Well, now, don't look at me that way.
wouldn't be like a little old me, would you, Frank?
No, no, Charlie. You're much too young and tender. We'll frigazine you.
You try that and I'll tie a knot in your tail, you rat, you.
Come here, you termite flophouse.
I'm going to get out of here.
Running won't help, McCarty. There's my pitfall. I'll get you in the end, Charlie.
No, Bertie.
It's all over now. The truth is out.
Truth? Oh, Bertie, it was all a dream, wasn't it?
Yes, Charlie. And look who dropped in to see you.
Well, if it isn't Charlie, my dear little bosom friend, Charlie.
Must you keep hounding me, Dr. Telegraph?
The greatest coffee event in years is bringing cheers from thousands upon thousands. It's a newcomer from Safe and Sandlin, a great new flavor achievement. This week, without fail, get the new Safe and Sandlin, which we assure you'll agree is the richest, most flavorful coffee that money can buy. Make no mistake, the new blend is a sensation, the most satisfying coffee you ever tasted. More delicious because you get more shade-grown flavor, vacuum-packed at the top of its form. Don't delay, don't miss out. No later than tomorrow, get the new improved Safe and Sandlin. You'll revel in its wealth of shade-grown goodness, the extra flavor of finer coffees, slow-grown in tropical shade. What's more, you get that flavor at its best and freshest in the new Safe and Sandlin. Every pound is vacuum-packed, its flavor keeps from roasting. No other container in the world can give you such delicious flavor in such lavish abundance. Take advantage of that. Try Safe and Sandlin today. We're sure you'll agree that this is the richest, most delicious, most satisfying coffee that money can buy. Ask your grocer for Safe and Sandlin coffee now. Be sure and listen in next Sunday to Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sturd, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, Pat Patrick, and their special guests, Maurice Evans and Lulu McConnell. Carlton Kay speaking to you from Radio City, New York.
This is NBC, the National Broadcaster.